Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're at 161, part 161 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. If you'd like a copy of this tape or CD, it's free of charge. Jot down, it's program number 263. It's free, and the postage and handling is free. The message today will be from the 7th chapter of Revelation. And the Lord has given me real strong revelation in regard to that chapter. And we have some music, and we also have some letters to read today. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service. Lord, outwardly, come down upon me with the Holy Spirit. With the fire from above, the power from above. Those that have the Holy Spirit have power. They are endued with power to be able to bring your message to those that are out in the world that know not you yet. Lord, I thank and praise you for the vision that you gave me just the other day, how to win. Choose 144,000 of them just before the great plagues began on this earth. So, Lord, let the ears of those in Radio Land be opened, and let their hearts be filled with joy, and let their minds be filled with learning and evidence from the revelation that you've given me of the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation, that they shall know the part in time that they are now living in, so that they know that the time is exceedingly short before all the super plagues begin. First, the 144,000 Jews must be saved before you hurt the earth and the sea. Lord, open their ears, their hearts, their souls, and their minds to receive this message and be saved, and for the church to be given more power, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus, that they might be saved and given zeal. I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, this is primarily a talk, a message, and a talk from the Almighty God to you. And so therefore, I thought it fitting to play some Hebrew music or about the Holy Land for this program. The first one is a song that I did that was arranged by Joe Leahy, who is one of the best arrangers in the world, who and our orchestra and choir. It's called Exodus, written by Pat Boone, the words.
Though I am just a man, when you
So take
my hand and walk this land with me. And walk the lovely land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong.
This land our home. If I must fight, I'll fight to make this land our home. Until I die, this land is mine.
Amen. The land of Israel belongs to the Jews. Never did. God never gave it to anybody else but the Jews. And even though it was done thousands of years ago, it still stands. God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And people are going to find this out real soon. I feel so sad for people that never read the Bible. And when they read it, they never receive it into their heart. And they pay no attention. It's just mainly, as you see, most of the false prophets on television saying that God saved you so he could give you cars and this and that and this and that and this and that and this and that. But that isn't what it's all about. The Lord wants us to believe the Bible and do what the Bible says to do. He said he called us to be soul winners, to appropriate for him his bride, which is the bride of Christ, which is the New Jerusalem. In other words, we're to go into all the highways and the hedges. This is not just for some. If you can't get out there, then you should be supporting people that you know are going into the world and winning souls, because that's what you're saved for. You could be an invalid, or you could be a person that is too old to get out in the streets or go over to Israel or go to Africa or any of these different places. And besides, before you'd ever go to such a place as that, you'd really have to hear from the Lord. As I heard today from the Lord, and I heard the other day from the Lord, and every day I hear from the Lord. And one of the most supernatural messages that I've received from the Lord was today. And I believe you're going to, whether you enjoy, this is not for your enjoyment, this is for your education, and for you to know what time and place you're living in. And nobody, I'm not in the world here. God never sent me into the world to win friends and influence people, because I have never wanted to influence people. I've always just been a person that just did what I wanted to do, and now I just do what the Lord wants me to do. And so I don't care if people don't take it the way that the Lord wants them to. I get the same blessing from the Lord, whether people believe what I say or not, whether they believe I'm of the Lord or not. If they don't believe that I'm of the Lord, especially those that are, have been around me for years, then they are devils, because they know very good and well that I'm of the Lord. But so we have some letters here before we get into the message from the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation. And Lydia, go ahead and read some.
Okay. The first one's from Concepcion, Chile. Well-respected in Christ, Pastor Tony Alamo. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for continuing to send us your literature, which is a great blessing to so many people. Many people are now filled with sincere testimonies of the internal and external transforming power and life that they are now able to live out. We sincerely believe that God is doing such great transformations in the hearts of so many by the entrance of Jesus the Word. Therefore, we beg of you that you continue sending us your literature, which changes lives every place it reaches. We pray that God continues to bless you, protect you, and prosper the work of God you're doing. Greetings and blessings from your brethren in Latin America. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Brother Rodolfo from Concepcion, Chile.
Okay, where's the next letter from?
From Krishna District in India.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Tony, warm wishes to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you very much for the newsletters you have sent for me. I received them and went through them, and I'm going to start distributing them. Dear Pastor, how wonderfully God is using you as his servant. Really, your newsletters are a blessing to people. They are accepting Jesus as their Savior. I have been telling about your testimony and about your ministries to many people and giving them your literature. Now my house has become a distribution point for your literature, and I am wholeheartedly doing the job. It is my privilege to serve through your church. Please send me your literature regularly. If possible, please send CDs, Bibles, tapes, T-shirts, sizes large and extra large. Please pray for me and my family. I want to see you if God gives me a chance on this globe. Please help me with all necessities. Thanking you, Brother Benajari from Krishna District, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, send them that. And if we don't see each other here on this side of eternity, keep up the good work, brother, because we'll see you there in heaven. Okay, then what? Where's the next letter from?
From Nicaragua.
Okay.
To Tony Lamo and his ministry, to all whom work in Christ. I received your audio messages last night. Please continue sending them to me as well as your literature. Everything I receive and hear, I read and then distribute to personnel in the Nicaraguan Army and government officials. It has been an immense blessing for me to have met Pastor Tony Lamo by way of the Internet. I hope to continue winning souls by way of the distribution of your soul-saving literature. Please send me a copy of your testimony on tape so that I can broadcast it on our radio program. I thank and praise the Lord for calling to his service men of conviction such as Pastor Tony Lamo. Praise the Lord, Pastor Silvio from Managua, Nicaragua.
Okay, Sharon, you want to come over? Thank you very much for reading those wonderful testimonies of our ministry in those areas. That's not my ministry. It's the Lord's ministry and everyone that's united with us in the effort of procuring the Lord's bride, the church, the New Jerusalem. I just praise and thank the Lord for every one of you. And now we're reading, first of all, in the Bible, you see the people of Israel, they had a strategy. Everything God does is strategic. It isn't just happening. God talks to different people that are filled with the Spirit. They're highly specialized, highly chosen vessels of God. People like the prophets and the apostles, and to do the Lord Jesus Christ's work, God's work, here on earth. And so there's a strategy that the Lord gave me that is going to astound you when we start reading this. First of all, I couldn't understand. God gave me some money to put to buy full-page ads in a lot of newspapers, and the response has been enormous from these big full-page ads regarding my literature, the literature that the Lord has given me. One was my testimony, and the other one is Difficult Mountains, and another one is Mass Suicide, and a couple of pieces of literature that Susie has written. One of them is The Truth About Tony Lamo, where the government was strategically working too. Satan works strategically, and sometimes he works impulsively. But the Lord is not impulsive. So the Lord told me, with this money that he gave me, he says, okay, start buying the newspapers, put your literature in the newspapers, because the people in newspapers never get, they're not watching Christian television, because a lot of the programs on there they know they're not, they don't feel any deep wisdom, knowledge, or understanding from those people that are on there. And so the devil has turned everyone of the people that really have common sense away from these type of programmings. And so I put full page tracks in the Tulsa World newspaper in Tulsa, and then the Oklahoman in Oklahoma City, the Times Record in Fort Smith, Southwest Times Record in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the Arkansas Democrat in Little Rock, Arkansas, the state capital, and the Marion Daily in 6 newspapers all throughout southern Illinois. The New York Daily News, one of the most read newspapers in the world, in New York City. And that's primarily what we're going to be talking about today, in the San Diego Union, San Diego, California, Texarkana Gazette in Texarkana, Texas, the Long Island Press, which is also a very big newspaper, over 1.5 million, 2 million readers. And then the Santa Clarita Signal is, I understand we're not running there until next Sunday, and the St. Petersburg Press in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then all the major newspapers in Montana, Billings Gazette, the Hill and the Independent Record, and the Montana Standard, which is the Butte newspaper, and other newspapers in the area. Well, we're talking about the New York Daily News. Now, they say that there's more than more Jews in the city of New York than there is anywhere else. And one thing about the Jews is when they see something that big, to them this is like enormous, where they see a full-page gospel tract, a gospel about Jesus in the newspaper, that even just the amount of money that it costs to do that is like staggering to them. And it's it really impresses the Jews. Being a Jew myself, I know what it is that really impresses the Jews enough for them to listen to you. If you're just jumping up and down and huffing and puffing, they just think you're nuts. And if you're telling them about Christianity, all the people that were in the concentration camps in Poland and Czechoslovakia and all those places, those people were praising the Lord, and they were not Christians, they were Catholics. And everybody knows that, and the whole news media wants you to be quiet about that, and you mustn't, you know, like I had to take some of these things out of the newspaper to get in there, because the newspapers are so afraid that the power that the Vatican wields over them would be so powerful that they'd shut their newspapers down if they allowed me to put that in the newspaper. So I had to alter some of the things that I'm putting in the newspapers in order to get the message to the Jews and also to the Gentiles out there, everybody. I mean, the gospel is for everybody now. Jesus is the God of everybody, all right? He's the Savior of everyone. You must come to Jesus if you want to be saved. And so now this is a strategy that the Lord gave me. He said, here I'm in there, and we're getting phenomenal response from all these newspapers. I mean, the phone is ringing off the hooks. All the phones at the office in Fort Smith and Los Angeles, all over the place. And one of the brothers that distributes literature on the street called me from New York and said, you know, he was in the Jewish Jewry area and was distributing literature, and he told him that we were in the New York Daily News. And they says, what? You were in the New York Daily News? I'll read it. So they took the piece of literature from him, and I told the young man, I says, tell everybody, don't just say that you're in the New York Daily News, because, you know, people put in the classified section, one couch and one chair, slightly soiled, for sale. Call Plaza 73400 or something like that. And so I says, don't do that. Tell them there's a full page, a whole full page in the Daily News. And this next week on Sunday, there's going to be a page and a half in there. This is going to cost $37,000. And the Jew will automatically be stunned, because the people in New York, the Jews, they read the Daily News every day. And so if you want to make an impression, and so he started doing that, and they started marveling, you know, that was there. And I says, carry all the witnesses in the church. I instruct them to carry a tear sheets from there to show it to them, put it right in front of their face. Here we are in the New York Daily News. Here we are in the Los Angeles Times. Here we are in the Chicago newspaper. Here we are in the Minneapolis St. Paul paper. Here we are in USA Today. Here we are in all these different newspapers, and the Jews are going to be astounded, and they're going to read it. And they says, give us copies of the Messiah book, too, because if they see it, they immediately receive it. So the 140 and 4,000. Now, God said that he sent an angel down and unto me, and he says, get those that literature out, because the time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. The time of the destruction of this earth is at hand. So that's why I'm putting all these ads in the newspaper, because we're hitting the sinner off guard. They're not expecting these my literature to wind up in full pages and pages and a half and sometimes 2 pages in these major newspapers throughout the United States. And we're also going into South and Central and America, and also into Mexico in the Spanish language, okay? And so the time is so short that the Lord has given me just the right amount of money to be able to do this for about 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. And if any of you are interested in winning Jews, I mean, really winning them, I mean, no malarkey, send, sponsor some newspapers in your area and we'll run them there. Because the funds that we have, I'm sure that people will send finances in for this, but this is the final thing before God wrecks the world, is that the 140 and 4,000 Jews are saved first. That the mark, so what it is it says, when he puts the imprint, the mark of him, when it gets into their minds, the actual mark of the Lord God in their foreheads, in their minds. Okay, and so let's read about it. Okay, chapter 7, the book of Revelation. Now, this is something that God has chosen me to do this, and I need your help, okay? Now, this is the real thing. This is the real deal. And if you got anything, you know, your pennies, dimes, and quarters, and nickels, too, will help. And if you got anything more than that, that'll help you, too. But in the meantime, God gave me enough to hold off here for a while. Okay, go ahead.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried.
The seal of the living God is to seal that seal into the foreheads of the Jews. Now that is an outward mark. What it is to get the gospel into their heads. And my literature is doing just that. And that same angel came down to me and told me that's what to do, and make sure to instruct all you witnesses out there. And any of you people that want to help win the 140 and 4,000 Jews, I'll supply you with the literature. And if you're willing to go into New York, get in there and help us distribute the literature. And they're going to read it in the daily news, but there's a lot of people that don't read the newspaper, every part of the newspaper. And so you take tear sheets from the paper and take it down the streets, passing out tracts, and say, here it is in the daily news to the Jews. Go into the Jewish district, you know, where the jewelry district is, the clothing district, and where all the different Jewish restaurants are. And let's get these 140 and 4,000 in so God can start pouring out the big time tribulations and the plagues on this earth. Okay, go ahead, read down from the top.
And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east.
That's the one that came to me. Then go ahead.
Having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
Okay, until we Christians get this Daily News and all the other USA Today in front of these Jewish people to impress them enough to read the gospel, which they've never read before in their life, to read this literature. And that one of them is my testimony, which is so supernatural that it pulled me out of the world very strongly. And I was one of the people that believed the least. I don't believe there is any Jew that believed less in God or in Jesus than I did. And God pulled me right out of the world with this literature, this message that he gave to me, and the supernatural experience that I had. So keep going now. Now, so if we get that testimony into the brains of all these Jews, they're going to believe it. And then they, especially when they see it in the Daily News, it's already been in there 2 weeks ago. And then yesterday was Difficult Mountain. And this next week is mass suicide. It's mass suicide for people when they reject the Lord Jesus Christ, because just as sure as God made the heavens and the earth, that sure it is that he's going to win those 144,000 Jews, and that he's then right immediately after that he's going to start wrecking this earth. Okay, go ahead.
And I heard.
So don't hurt the earth or the sea until the 144,000 are saved. Okay, and it's just about to happen, folks. 144,000 is a small number to us at this church, because we've won millions and millions of souls already. So 144,000 is no big deal, especially when a Jew is witnessing to a Jew. I wrote the Messiah book, and that will, if a Jew reads that through, they will be converted. And my testimony on top of it. Mark my words. Okay? Now go ahead.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed. And there were sealed 144,000.
And who's sealing them? It's the word of God. Amen. This angel has the seal. And it's my guardian angel that's coming down that is moving me to do these things. And is helping us to do that. Now, don't you want to be also like a messenger from the Lord to go into New York if you've got the time and the effort to go in there? I mean, I've got the money to put the ads in the paper. All you got to do is take tracks and hit the other people, Jews in the Jewish neighborhood, and show the track to them and say, here it is, and show them the tear sheet from the Daily News. We've been in there 3 weeks. That's over $100,000 we've spent in there. Okay? Now keep going.
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
And this is not British Israelite doctrine. This is the people that are in New York, that are Jews, that are fulfilling prophecy, and the ones in Israel. Okay, those are the real Jews. Amen?
Amen.
And that's not Palestinians. Now, we love the Palestinians, too. And Jews and the Palestinians get along very good together. There's just these fringe mob terrorist-type groups that they send in there to cause so much trouble between one another. Okay, go ahead.
Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000.
Now, you know, nobody really knows what tribe they're from, because the genealogies were destroyed during the time. All the genealogies were held together until it proved that the Messiah was the Messiah, because he came down from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the root of Jesse, the lion from the tribe of Judah, and all the others right up to the book of Matthew. Okay, then what?
After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders, and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation.
Okay, so they came out of great tribulations. These are the wonderful people of the Lord that made it through tribulations with the Spirit of God in them. They couldn't have never made that. And so, you know, if we, the real people of the Lord, are going to be raptured out of here, well, how would it be that, you know, we're going to go through the tribulation? Now, the Lord says immediately after the tribulations is when the Lord is going to come down and get everybody. Amen?
Amen.
There's not going to be any rapture, a bunch of people that are lukewarm and people that are just playing church, clapping their hands in church, raising their hands, listening to these false prophets and just, oh, praise the Lord, but God's going to give me a car, God's going to give me a new house. No, folks, the Lord is going to do is wreck a bunch of cars. And he's going to wreck your houses and so on if you don't wise up and receive the gospel the way that it's really written, okay? You can't be messing around with God. This angel has come down already, and these Jews are being saved. These brothers that were going through New York after I gave them that message, the Jews are grabbing the literature now because they're showing them the tarot sheets, and they're saying, I'm praying. God said to the Jews, I told the witnesses out there, that God told the Jews that if they pray and ask the Lord if Jesus is really the Messiah, then show it to him. Young ladies, young men, older men, middle-aged men and women, they're like coming out of their stores and receiving the literature. And I guarantee you, once they read the Messiah book, if they really read it, and with an honest and with a sincere heart, and they read my the testimony with a sincere heart, they're going to be saved. And so the Lord is doing a fast work. He's going to save this 140 and 4,000 Jews, and then the world is going to be wrecked. And if you're stubborn and saying, well, all this is a fairy tale, you'll find out real soon that it's no fairy tale. God gave everybody a little warning with New Orleans here in the United States. I'm saying this because we have our broadcasts everywhere in the world. And he gave them a warning with earthquakes all over the world and tsunamis here and there, where thousands of people were, as you know, if you watch the news or hear anything, you know that these very signs, the beginning of sorrows, are right in front of you. Okay, keep going with chapter 7 of Revelation.
These are they which came out of great tribulation have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat.
So that's where these people are under the altar. They're under the altar in the kingdom of heaven, saying, How long, Lord? I mean, you stated that you were going to avenge us for our shed blood. How long is it going to be before you start smiting the earth? And so the same answer comes down with the one angel, says, don't hurt the earth or the actual sea until the 140 and 4,000 Jews are sealed in their foreheads with the word of God, until their brains are filled with the word of God. Now, these pieces of literature is going to be five, because we're not going to run them in December, because people are out shopping and partying and all that, because the Lord said they would be doing that in the last days, just like they did in the days of Noah, that they'd be marrying and giving in marriage and having feasts and all this sort of thing, and kicking back and relaxing. But the Lord is going to do this thing, that when that 144 Jews are saved, it's all over so far as the earth not really being destroyed. Because it's going to, chapter 8 tells of that destruction. Okay, keep going.
For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters.
So those that have been martyred for the gospel, they're saved with the Lord right now. Okay, then what?
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
Praise the Lord. Okay, now, just that we have some time left. We've got enough maybe to knock out chapter 8. Okay, so here the 144,000 are saved right now. So, okay, and that's going to happen within the next, I believe, month or two. All right?
Amen.
Oh, you better get busy, kids. Okay, now let's go to chapter 8 and see the Lord commence smashing this earth and killing the people that are stubborn and won't receive what he has to say. Anyway, go ahead.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour.
Yeah, and that's just like before a big tornado, a twister. People that live out in the south, they know that before a twister comes in, all of a sudden the birds stop chirping. In New York, the birds stop choiping. The boids start choiping. And you can't hear the beetles or the bugs or anything. And then the twister starts coming in. Okay, go ahead. So there's a silence just before the huge storm. Go ahead.
And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake.
Okay, all of a sudden it's getting kicked off here. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees was burnt up.
Okay, so now the earth is getting hurt. Amen?
Amen.
Right?
Right.
So don't hurt the earth until the 144,000. And the Lord is very anxious to hurt the earth, okay? And the sea. Okay, keep going.
And all green grass was burnt up.
All green grass. That's everything, kids. Now, what are your cattle going to eat? Huh? What are they going to have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Okay, then what?
And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea.
Okay, that's, it's like a meteorite, big as a mountain, a huge mountain. Then what?
And the third part of the sea became blood.
Okay, so that's killing, that's hurting the sea. Amen?
Amen.
But not before the 144,000 are saved. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. This is a revelation, folks.
Amen.
There is another preacher on the earth that knows these things right now. I probably will see this on TV pretty soon. Okay, what else?
And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed.
Mm-hmm. That, I would say, is hurting the earth. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, people, get right with God right away with these Jews. Okay, what else?
And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood.
It's like poison. You wouldn't be able to drink it. Is that not hurting the earth?
Amen.
And the sea?
Yes.
Then the 144,000 before this happens would absolutely have to be saved. Amen?
Amen.
With the seal of their of God Almighty in their forehead. And God Almighty is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then what?
And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter.
And when the Lord says many, it means many. Now, your mind may think many is like a couple of hundred or a few hundred or a few thousand. Many is like maybe one-third of the population of the world. That's many to the Lord. Then what?
And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it.
So people are going to say, well, what happened? There's only one third of the day that is daylight now. And, you know, a couple of days later, they'll be used to it because people are so hardened. They'll think, well, it's Mother Nature. Mother Nature is not sending these plagues. There's nobody by the name of Mother Nature. And it's not natural disasters. Can't you tell these are angels and this is God sending down these things under the supervision of the Almighty God? These are supernatural disasters. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound.
Okay, we might be able to get into a little bit of chapter 9. Because it's a fast work, and the Lord is really letting me plow through the book of Revelation pretty fast. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation means something that's unveiled. It's revealed. Okay? It's like God is revealing what time that we're living in right here. And this is like prophecy because he's saying, okay, as soon as the 144,000 Jews are saved, and God has given that job to me in my church, and you ought to become a member of this church to get out there into, don't just sit at home, because we're going to be judged by our works, what we did and what we didn't do. Okay, now that you know these things, get busy, all right? Because it's the time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. And these different plagues are going to come 1, 2, 3, 4, just like in rapid succession. Okay, let's go to chapter 9.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months.
Right, because you take your judges and prosecutors and people, evil people in prison that torment people, people that send people to prison on false charges, because they tormented people for sometimes 10, 20, 30, 40, and 50 years, and then some of them they murdered in electric chairs and in, put them to death for nothing, absolutely nothing. And so God, they tortured people. And the Bible says, God says, that you're going to reap whatever you sow. And so these people that did these kind of things and that tortured their wives and their children and the wives that tortured their husbands and then the wives of people that are gospel in the gospel field that tortured their husbands while they were busy doing the work of the Lord. These are the ones that these creatures are coming out from the bottomless pit, and they're going to torture. And they're going to torture them. They cry out, they want to die because it's so painful. They'll want to pray. They'll be praying. They'll be crying out, oh, God, kill us, but they won't be able to die. Okay, keep going.
And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it.
See, folks, this is not your, I'm not your ordinary preacher. I never asked to get saved, never wanted to. It was one of the biggest nightmares to me that I would ever be like one of these false Christians, the ones that you see just going to church and clapping their hands and giving their little testimonies. But the Lord has called me to, in this end time, to take the punishment for 42 years that I've been taken, and the character assassination, the slander, when I'm doing what the Lord told me to do, and they call it sin. Well, I'd like to have them show me in the Bible where what I've been doing is sin. They can't do that. They're the sinners. They're the ones that have threatened to kill their own parents. They threatened to kill their own parents. They said he'd creep up on them in the middle of the night and smash his brains in with a hammer. Okay, that's one of the ones that has been bringing all kinds of accusations. And this is just nothing, though it doesn't bother me, because I just keep preaching the gospel. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now what's next? But those are the ones that are going to be punished, are going to be tortured, because they love to torture. And they are going to reap everything, thousands, millions of times what they've sown. When you plant a little kernel of corn, it comes back with hundreds, maybe thousands of kernels. Whatever little you plant, it's going to come back in aces and spades. Okay? Go ahead.
And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. And on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold. And their faces were as the faces of men.
This is not symbolic. This is, I know the Bible, the symbolic parts of the Bible. And I also know the literal parts of the Bible. This is literal, okay? The 140 and 4,000 Jews is literal. Okay, keep going.
And they had hair as the hair of women.
And it's literal too, that after they're saved, all this stuff is going to happen. Okay, it's literal. Then what?
And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle.
Right, because they're going to be swift. The minute you think the pain's going to go away, they're going to sting again. They'll be on you just like flies on honey. Okay, then what?
And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels which were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men.
Okay, to slay the third part of men. Here's these different plagues. Boom, 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 one right after the other. Now, one third of the earth population. Right now, they say there's approximately 6 billion. I don't know. I never counted them. Okay? But they say that. These are supposed to be census takers. 2 billion people at one time, one third of the earth's population, will be killed at one shot. Okay, go ahead.
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands.
See, after all this is done, and after all this word has been preached, they still don't repent. And you know how merciful God is that he said, if they would have repented, just, you know, confess that you have been a sinner, and how could you want to live in a world where it's just totally... but you can see over in New Orleans, there's people over there, when it was destroyed, they still were out there being evil, killing people and robbing stores and everything in the midst of this city dump. This city, New Orleans, has been reduced to a city dump. Contamination, filth, destruction. And this word here is saying that that's what it's going to be, that some of these people will not repent. They're like rotten, filthy, murdering, evil, wicked people to the core of their souls.
And
keep going.
And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication.
So it's obvious that they're possessed with the demons, these evil angels that were cast out of heaven. And they just love doing their own will so much that they willingly and knowingly wanting to go to the lake of fire until they get there, of course. Then what?
Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.
That was chapter 9. And we read chapter 10 the other night, you know, where it says Jesus stood on one foot in the ocean and the other on the land and said, time is no more. It's all over, boys. It's all over, girls. All right, well, I see that my time is up. Well, we got three chapters, really good chapters. And then we had chapter 6 the other day and chapter 10. So we've done 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 5 chapters out of the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. Is that not wonderful?
Yes.
And then we got these tremendous, from the Lord gave me. I'm nothing. But when the Lord gives me a prophecy, I have to say it, all right? Because I'm no different than anybody else. If God tells me to say, if he told you, I would listen to you. Why don't you listen to any? If he told a mule, I would do it, okay? I would listen to the mule. All right, well, right now, those of you that want to escape all this, you can become a born-again of the Spirit Christian by saying this prayer to the Lord. Now, just say it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, I know I'm a sinner. Have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he died on the cross. I believe he's the Word of God also, because the Bible says he is, and your word is true, absolutely true. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that all that call upon you shall be saved. And Lord, I am calling upon you with all my heart and soul. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And we just thank and praise the Lord now for saving your soul. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for revealing these things to me at the very last hour, the very last few hours of time. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Now, to get a copy of this tape or CD is free, and the postage and handling is free. Sharon, tell them how.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, and now here I am singing the song of Israel. It's the national anthem of Israel. It's called Hatigva.
Yeah.
shall rise.